Welcome back to Bears, Brews, and the Bros. This is your boy Smoking Jay up in the house with my guys. We got Sweetness up in here. We got Drill up in here. We're holding it down for the rest of the bros. How you guys feeling tonight?
Shit. I'm a little tired, but I'm about to get
we got a late night special. We got a late night special over here.
Yeah, man. Thanks to me. You know, I had to put in some work, but it's been a minute. I'm glad to be with, you know, at least a couple of the bros. And shit, man, let's do it. You know, we sipping on a little something. So.
Oh, yeah, man. And today we're going to talk about that Russell Wilson, the trade. Is it over or not? You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about the free agency. You know, what's been going on. Mitch got a contract somewhere else. But you know what? Let's start off this show with something that's like, it's been popping off like crazy right now, is the Deshaun Watson allegations. You know, all these people are coming out. All these women are coming out, you know, pretty much accusing him of sexual harassment, shit like that. You know, going to these massage parlors and he's making them uncomfortable, asking them to massage him in areas, you know, the fucking groin area and shit like that. And I don't know, man, the timing is crazy. The fact that the lawyer lives right next door to the owner of the Houston Texans, that shit's crazy. I don't know, man. Sweetness, man. How you feeling about this, bro?
I mean, at first, you just sit there and you're like, you know, like most people were saying, Deshaun Watson, this dude is humble. He's a stand-up dude. He does a lot in the community over in Houston and stuff like that. So that was the initial reaction. But then you starts to open up a little bit. Like Drill had mentioned a little bit ago that, you know, it got up to like four people, then more people, then, you know, we've heard up to like 12 allegations. It just doesn't look good. Even if it's not true, we already know like reputations can get tainted. I'm just at the point where it's already, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire type deal. So right now it's not looking good. When you're Deshaun Watson at the caliber of athlete and, you know, all-star that you are and stuff like that, put yourself in those positions, man. And sometimes, you know, people are going to go out to get you, man. You just got to stay away from doing things like that sometimes, bro. I mean, you look at Tom Brady, as far as getting massages, he always got his own personal trainer dude that follows him, goes with him everywhere. You got enough money to do something like that. Why don't you, you know, instead of going to massage parlors where you're, you know, susceptible to people making all these allegations, now you're in hot water now. So yeah, it doesn't look good.
Man, I thought that, you know, massage parlors give out happy endings. That just comes with it.
That's how it was in the core, goddammit.
That's what I was going to say. It was like, hey, all I got to do is go see Mama-san if I'm going to motherfucking relieve a little stress. Nah, a lot of bullshit aside, though, man. It's weird. It's weird, though, and especially how many, you know, accusations has gotten up to. It seems a little ridiculous. We've heard these stories around with athletes before. You know, I'm sure some of them are fucking like straight assholes, and maybe some of them are doing some of this shit. But I also know that, you know, that a lot of motherfuckers lie just to get some bread too. So you know what I mean? And they'll do anything to get that shit. So it's fucking, I think probably some of it is bullshit. Maybe some of it is not, though. But, you know, for this many allegations to be coming out, you know, trade rumors to be, you know, going through at the same time. And, you know, I'm not too sure on how it's playing out, man. But I hope the best for Deshaun Watson because he's a great fucking football player, man. And I don't want to see him go down like this. You know what I'm saying? So fucking hopefully he gets out of that shit. You know what I mean? Or if you're asking for a happy ending with as much money as you got.
I think it's bullshit, man. I think this is, you know, I'm a conspiracy person, you know what I'm saying, like a motherfucker. And just the fact that the lawyer is representing all of these people that have all these allegations against Deshaun, I think that's a red flag. You know, the fact that, yeah, like I said, he's right next to the owner, lives right next to the owner. To me, that's a red flag. Houston is upset with him already, you know, because he wants to get the fuck out of town. That's another red flag. So I think they're trying to hurt his character. They're trying to make him look bad. And I think this is going to backfire. I think that something's going to come out where you're going to see some sort of tampering from the Houston organization when it comes to this. And the owner's going to have to sell the team. That's what I think. It's deep like that. For Deshaun Watson to come out and say, you know what? It's not about money. He's like, I'm going to clear my name. And then the lawyer on the other side was talking about, it's not about money. It's about, you know, justice and shit like that. Well, if it's not about money, then why did you guys reach Deshaun Watson's representatives with a settlement, a six-figure settlement, before you made this public? So to me, that's bullshit. And I feel like Deshaun Watson is going to clear his name. If anything, this is an opportunity for teams to buy him low. Now, the Bears are not involved like that the way we would want them to. The two teams that I'm hearing is Denver and San Francisco. So look out for those two teams. You know, of course, we wish the Bears step up. Would you guys have a problem with Deshaun if the Bears, you know, make a trade for Deshaun, you know, during all these allegations? Would you guys even care?
Nope. He was supposed to be wearing a Bears uniform a long time ago.
Facts.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I wouldn't care at all. I mean, I still don't. And the fact that, you know, my angle on this was, you know, a little different. I mean, I also agree with you, Brody. Like, all those signs that, you know, those are red flags, bro. The fact that the lawyer lives right next, you know, right by the owner, and all these allegations came out and it wasn't made public until the six-figure, you know, settlement was denied or whatever. I'm completely with you on that.
Yeah.
I just think that it really sucks for someone like Deshaun Watson to be going against these things, bro, because whether or not it's true, some, you know what I'm saying, this is going to stick to some people, whether, you know, it's not going to be me, you, or Drill, but you know how some things, they stick to people that are oblivious to the facts. You know what I'm saying? Just the fact that you got accused of something, and it really does suck, because I don't see Deshaun Watson in that light, and we'll be on the other side of things, and we'll, you know, we understand that this is all just, it's a fucked up situation for him.
All right, man, let's keep it moving, and let's talk about MVP Mitch, the pride of North Carolina, man, signing a one-year, $2.5 million deal with the Buffalo Bills, Bills Nation. And Mitch Trubisky came out and said, I'm not here to play second fiddle to nobody. I'm here to be the starter. Nah, I'm just fucking with you guys. He would never say that shit, man. $2.5 million, 1 year, man. He's a backup, man. Drill, what do you think, man? What is your initial thoughts with this, him going to Buffalo?
I thought it was weird at first, but I guess maybe, fuck it, Buffalo wants to take a chance. You know what I'm saying? And I got fucking Josh Allen in fucking Dynasty, so I'm hoping A. Trubisky sit your ass down. Sit your ass down and let the stallion teach you how to fucking throw the ball. You know what I'm saying? But fucking though, man. I mean, good for him, though, man. Fuck, it didn't work out over here for him. You know, I'm sure a lot of Chicago fans, including, you know, most of us, I'm fucking happy that he's, you know, he's out the door. Hopefully he can make it work, you know, through all the season and shit. Hopefully fucking one day you play against your old team, we can bust your ass.
Hell yeah.
I just want to see him get sacked like three or four times if he plays against us.
Khalil Mack all day. Saying?
All right, yeah. Like, oh, my bad, man. Those were all the losses that we took.
Right. Don't put him down real quick. Nah, man, but you know, Mitch had to go. He was going to go anyway. He went to Buffalo, and that's good for him, man. That's good for him. That's good for Buffalo. I think if anything does, you know, God forbid something happens to Josh Allen, you really don't got to do too much to that playbook, because Mitch is kind of like a very, 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 very poor man's Josh Allen. And I'm talking about really, really poor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you know, you could see Mitch going in there. Let's say Josh Allen gets clipped one time and has to go out for a couple series. Mitch can step right into that playbook, same type of playing style. That's good for them. Good for Mitch. I'm glad you're gone, but good luck.
Yeah, I think it's really important nowadays to, like, you got to have that backup that fits that same mold as your starter, so you don't have to tweak the playbook too much. So I think it's a good thing for Buffalo. You know what I'm saying? Like, Josh Allen, throughout this past year, we was talking about, like, man, he made a big jump. And even before the year started, you know, like, I was not on the Josh Allen train. You guys know that. Sid Drill over here, I know he was all over Josh Allen. He had him in Dynasty and shit like that. But I was not a believer. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man, you know, these last 2 years, he fucking sucked. And he did. You know what I'm saying? He fucked up in the playoffs and shit like that. He was making big mistakes. But he made a jump in this third year like crazy. So Mitch is going there, I think, to like try to get some of that knowledge, try to come up on the coaching and try to develop. So it might be a good move for Mitch. I think it's a good move for Buffalo. They don't got to switch the playbook too much. So not a bad signing. I would have liked for him to like try to go somewhere and actually compete to be a starter. I mean, this dude is a top three pick, but at the end of the day, you know, Mitch, he's trying to continue his story in the NFL. We'll see where it goes, man. Let's talk about the Bears now, man. Let's get back to it. Bears, Brews, and the Bros. You guys already know Triple B's up in here. Let's talk about the free agency. First up, the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton, $10 million deal, 1 year, $7 million already paid for, which I think is going to be important. We're going to talk about that later. But yeah, man, initial thoughts on Andy Dalton, Sweetness.
Initial thoughts on Andy Dalton. I'm not going to jump into anything else because we had high aspirations for other things to happen. I'm going to leave that for a later segment. But I think Andy Dalton's better than what we've had lately. I know you and I spoke about this not too long ago. He's better than the Nick Foles that we saw here. He's better than Trubisky. I know things didn't go well for him in Dallas, but they were a whole mess. They couldn't stop anybody on defense. And they were just a mess, to be honest with you. So I don't know. I mean, that's pretty much all I got. And I'm not going to say I'm excited about him. I guess it's dope to see, like, when quarterbacks go and they, you know, they like they're reborn in a new place, you know. And if that happens, you know, by all means, we're about it. But I'm not banking on the, you know, on a fresh start, you know, a new guy out there. It'd be nice to see it, but, you know, we're in the same place we've been for a while. Mediocre quarterbacks, and we got to make it work with this and a pretty decent defense, I guess.
I've been trying to pre-order my Dalton jersey. I don't know if you guys are going to get
it. I don't think they started making them yet, bro.
To add on to that shit though, man, we're going through motherfucking our texts and shit like that. I'm sure you guys can pull it up. I'm not excited at all. I'm just like, what? And then to hear all the rumors and shit about the Bears talking about, yeah, the starting QB position is yours, Andy, come down and fucking take it. It's like, I'm like, oh man, that shit just sounds garbage to me. Like, we went from Carson Wentz to fucking, I mean, I don't know how many quarterbacks I've heard of rumors to fucking come up, but yep. Some of those names were great to listen to. And then all of a sudden you're like, yo, by the way, we got Andy Dalton right here. We're going to sign him for a 1 year deal. Crazy. So yeah. Yeah, you see them in the Bengals, you see their struggle there. Then you see them go to Dallas and try to pull some shit off. And they got a pretty decent receiver core over there. I mean, I think things started to click with them a little later on, but like what fucking Sweetness said though, man, the fucking Cowboys were a fucking mess. And shit, I mean, it's not like he's coming into Chicago where we just came off a hot ass season. We really didn't. So it's going to be hard to go into that offense that we have and try to make things work. But, you know, we're wishing for the best. We're hoping for the best. Welcome to Chicago there, fucking Andy Dalton. Let's not fuck it up, bro.
Yeah, I think for me, I look at it like it's interesting, bro, because we saw Bill Lazor kind of take charge of this offense when we kind of made that playoff push and we got into playoffs and we saw how much better we were. And, you know, his connection with Andy Dalton in Cincinnati. Dalton had some of his best years over there. So when Laser was over there. So I think he's got a legit chance to be that main guy if we don't deal him or anything like that. I don't mind it, considering what was out there. Jameis was already signed at that time. I don't even know who else was out there, honestly. We made our pushes through the trades. We already know what happened with that. So I don't mind it. I think this is a clear indication that Matt Nagy is not running the show on offense anymore. I think you're looking at Bill Lazor as taking over, in my opinion. And Dalton is, he's good at this offense. So he's not going to win us games like that, but I don't think he's going to hurt us. To your point, Sweetness, he's probably the best quarterback we've had in, Ryan Pace's regime since he's got here, honestly. So, which is sad to say, honestly, Let's keep it going. The Bears ended up signing Angelo Blackson, defensive lineman. Just came off of playing with the Arizona Cardinals to a 2-year deal, $5.5 million, $3 million guaranteed. He's played for Tennessee, Houston, and Arizona. 85 games, just 6 sacks. I mean, I don't got much to say about this guy. He's just there to fill a roster spot. Not excited about it at all. I'm pretty sure you guys are not either, but I don't know what they're doing, man. I mean, what do you guys have any thoughts on this guy? Do you guys know anything about this guy?
There were sparks for me on the Cardinals this season that looked good defensively. You know what I'm saying? Maybe this guy could come over here and realize that the nostalgia that fucking Chicago has with our defense, our history of our defense, and how much pride we take in our defense, you know? We see how when players come and play for the Bears, when they play for the Bears defense, bro, they tend to step their game up, bro. So hopefully, not saying that this guy is going to be a miracle or anything else like that, but, maybe can do some things for us and shit like that, though, man. Fuck it. I'm not that excited, but, yeah, like you said, it's probably another roster spot to fill. But, hopefully we can go over here, Khalil Mack, take him under the wing, let him know how this defense runs, bro. And get him some more sacks out of those 85 games. The 6 is pretty poor.
Yeah, bro. You're talking about the fact that this dude was in the league. I don't know. I kind of just did some quick math. It's like 5 seasons or something like that, give or take, without playoffs, something like that. So basically, this guy averaged like 1 sack a season. I mean, unacceptable. I don't know. I mean, you can go sign someone from. I mean, I don't know. I don't get it. Just like you said, bro.
I could get 1 sack a season. I think
I could get 1 sack a season. Right. Right. I just hide behind Khalil Mack and then I'll go. But seriously,
every play, I just run out of my spot. Run behind Khalil Mack and I go.
just go right under him.
I'll get 1 sack a season like that.
It's ridiculous. I don't know who this guy is. The only Blackson I know is Michael Blackson. I don't know. I don't know who the hell.
I can't get jiggy with this shit.
Say that shit one more time, Brody. I cannot get jiggy with this shit. This is crazy. 2 years, $5.5 million. What is he getting? Two and a half or,
$3 million
guaranteed. A two-year deal.
It's kind of sickening. I didn't even know we signed him until you pulled this up. I'm kind of mad that I found out. I'm so being honest, bro. This is horrible. I thought it was bad. I thought signing Desmond Trufant was bad.
Oh, hey, great segue to Desmond Trufant. Go ahead, man. What are your thoughts on him?
Ah, man. This is the same. Yeah. This is the same guy I watched get burned in Atlanta for years. I mean, just to be honest, it's another Buster Screen signing in my eyes, Brody. It's another Buster Screen that Trufant was getting burned, like toast all the time. Atlanta for the last, I don't know how many seasons, has been ranked like in the bottom 5 and against passing forever. They suck. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know, bro. Desmond Trufant, seriously? And then Blackson, I don't even know who he is still.
I'm hoping that these motherfuckers can take some hints, bro, and think about what defense you're, what city this is, and how we take that shit seriously. But yeah, not excited at all. Who the fuck is Desmond Trufant? Like, this is who you got to replace Fuller. You know, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
I was just gonna go there. The simple fact that we got him in place of a Fuller. I've never seen Desmond Trufant do anything that Kyle Fuller does. He doesn't get physical like him. He doesn't play the ball like him. He doesn't come up to the line of scrimmage and make tackles on people like him. So, I mean, we're definitely taking an L on the cornerback position, like, by far, bro.
Yeah, and it's not like, you know, we don't get scored on enough. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shit, after our defense has been worn out for fucking three quarters, so stopping the motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? But this is gonna look a lot worse, man. I don't know, bro. Well, welcome to Chicago.
Welcome to Chicago. And you guys hit it all on the head. I mean, Trufant, you know, place motherfucking Fuller. He's not gonna do it. We already know that. Let's keep him moving. They re-signed Jermaine Ifedi, and you know, he's not this special at all. He's just gonna fill in the gaps, type of shit. I'm not excited about it at all. We need help on the offensive line. And if Fetty ain't it, but he's cheap. That's why Ryan Pace signed him. I don't know. Do you guys got anything on this fucking guy?
Negative.
Yeah.
Negative. Allen Robinson signs the franchise tag. $18 million, bro. $18 million, he signed it. Right one day after the reports were that the Bears had Kenny Galladay, and they had an interview with him or whatever the fuck, which eventually he ended up signing with the Giants, $18 million a year. Just for comparisons, Juju stayed with Pittsburgh at $8 million. So I think Allen Robinson was looking at the market. He was like, you know what? This ain't it, man. I ain't going to get paid the way I think I'm going to get paid. So I'm going to get this $18 million. Bet on myself, wait for the salary cap to boom next year again. See what happens then. So I'm glad he signed it. I'm glad he didn't hold out.
But I'm glad he signed it too. But we're going to talk about the fact, you know, when the receivers were getting paid, I want to say like the year that Julio got paid. Could you name anyone else off top that got paid around the same time? Like maybe Devontae?
No, hold on. I'll look at it right now. Go ahead.
But just to the point that when, you know, Julio Jones is a different caliber than Allen Robinson. And what is he making right now? Like 22, 23 or something like that?
22.
Yeah, so you're not going to get that bread, first of all. Even though you're the next up-and-coming thing, you're not a Julio Jones. You're never going to be that, A-Rob, just to be honest. But you're right in that next tier. And so that's not a problem. You're getting 18 mil. That's not bad, bro. Kenny Galladay in that same bracket as Allen Robinson as far as talent goes, 18 mil. That's fair. You know what I'm saying? That I don't think they should be asking for anything crazy.
Come on, man. If we had a high-flying offense like the motherfucking Falcons, you got Matty Ice throwing. Look at who fucking Allen Robinson had throwing
bro,
to him.
But it's like
he might be that time. He could blame Bortles and Trubisky for that.
Yes, hey, 100%.
Hey, just for context, right? D-Hop, $27 million a year. Julio is second at 22. Keenan Allen, 20. Amari Cooper, 20. Michael Thomas, 19. Tyreek, 18. Odell, 18. And Allen Robinson now, just under 18, 17.9.
Look at that. Tyreek's been to fucking two Super Bowls in the past 3 years. Look at that shit.
Look at Amari Cooper. He hasn't been the one. I don't think he's even been in a playoff game.
At 20. He's at 20.
He's at 20. Jesus.
Oh,
and
my God.
Tyreek Hill's, I don't know if he got signed or whatever, but.
No, he got a nice contract.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I think as far as the talent goes right there, the only guy I'm kind of mad about is Amari. But whatever.
Allen Robinson deserves that. Allen Robinson, that's for sure.
So we're
fuck man. 20? We love you here, bro.
Go ahead, buddy.
No, I'm saying he deserves 20, or what are we saying?
Yeah,
I'm cool with 20. I'm cool with 20.
Yeah,
I don't think
for sure. Amari Cooper's getting paid 20. He deserves 22.
I don't think he deserves Julio money. I think he deserves Amari money more than that, actually.
Let's talk about these roster cuts, man. We talked about Buster Screen. We said he was long gone, and that happened. We say 2.7 mil there. We ain't got to talk about that too much. But let's talk about this bullshit right here. Let's talk about Kyle Fuller getting cut and the Bears not even getting a trade in, not even getting anything back. Yeah, we saved $14 billion towards the cap. But you're talking about a two-time Pro Bowler, somebody that Eddie Jackson looked up to, somebody that Khalil Mack said he's a fucking dog. Like, motherfuckers love playing with this dude, bro. No homo, right? On defense. Kyle Fuller, bro, he's a savage. He's gone. He ended up signing with Denver. He reunited with Vic Fangio.
Fangio, yes, sir.
And like we talked about earlier, we got Marcus Truffaut to replace him. The reason why this happened, Ryan Pace had to restructure his deal a couple years ago, backloaded it, try to get Kyle Fuller to take a pay cut this year. Kyle Fuller looked at him and said, fuck no. They ended up cutting him. But we still got this fucking bum ass. What's his name? Robert Quinn.
Oh, yeah, man.
I always forget his name.
What is it? $10 million?
He's a fucking bum. I don't know how much he gets paid, but how the fuck do we have him still on the team? But you're gonna cook Kyle Fuller, bro. Bullshit, bro. I mean, you guys tell me, man. How you guys feeling about Kyle Fuller getting cut?
That was a hit for me, man. I didn't like that shit at all. When I read it, I almost dropped my phone. I was like, man, you gotta be fucking kidding me. And then all in our saving grace, Desmond Trufant. The fuck? I was like, man, the Bears are just doing Bears things right now. I don't know what Pace is thinking about, but he must be racking his motherfucking brain bucket over there, fucking
making Robert Quinn, $14 million a year.
Yeah, so this is fucking insane. Oh my God.
That's you tough. Fucking,
yeah, that is tough, bro. You could have cut his ass and saved the same amount and motherfucking had a better player on fucking defense. Wow.
That has actually proved himself, dude. He's a hometown favorite, or he was, I guess. Yeah.
Not only that, he plays smart too. He plays the game smart. He don't ever get called for fucking hits on illegal hits on fucking, you know, on receivers.
He doesn't make dumb plays. You know what I'm saying? He's got a high IQ. He's got a high motor. He's just a great fucking player, dude. And you know, fuck, I'm glad he's with Fangio again, bro. I mean, at least I can say that. That's but true. Anything other than that, bro, anything other than that, horrible move by the Bears cutting Kyle. Like you said, they could have cut that. What is his name? Robert Quinn. Trash, bro. Trash. And Robert Quinn was here for 1 year last year. Didn't do shit for us. Kyle Fuller's been with us since day one. He grew into this all-star that we've seen him become. And we cut him, that means that nobody's safe, bro. Like, seriously. We've seen this kid grow up before our eyes. And then we bring in a fucking Robert Quinn that doesn't do a damn thing, but we keep him over him. How does that make any sense?
And what's so crazy about that is we ended up letting Leonard Floyd go. He went and had a career year in Los Angeles. Over, like, he had 10 and a half sacks, got a new contract with Los Angeles, and he's making $16.5 million now a year. I would have rather just done that. 10 and a half sacks versus what? How much did fucking Quinn? I think he had 1.5 this year with his bum ass.
Puerto Rican Bobby.
Somebody when we picked up somebody who only had 6 sacks in 85 games. And then Leonard Floyd has 10.5 in one season.
This is where it said, this is Ryan Pace. Ryan Pace, bro. I'm going to work on an edit now. I wasn't going to work on an edit. I'm going to put Ryan Pace's stupid face with his squinty fucking eyes.
Put him in a spotlight, bro. But the spotlight's like burning him though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know. I'm gonna do some where all of us we're just flipping him off somehow, some way. I'm gonna try to do that.
Put him in a hot seat, like put him in a hot, you know what I mean? Like in hell. Put him in hell somewhere.
Put him in hell. He's still fucking us over, man. We're in hell with him. While he's the fucking GM, we're in hell with him, bro. All right, man. Akeem Hicks was told that he can seek a trade. It's just getting worse and worse, man. Akeem Hicks. If we lose Akeem Hicks after losing Kyle Fuller, bro, this defense is not the same. We know that. What do you guys? I mean, what do you guys think about that shit? Just hearing that the Bears told Akeem Hicks, "Hey, go ahead and seek a trade, bro. Go ahead, Drew."
There better be another animal to take his motherfucking spot. Because if anybody who is who could portray a real bear and play real black and blue football the way fucking we played up here, bro, that was Akeem Hicks, bro. So they're like, "Oh, go ahead, go seek your fucking trade." I mean, whoever the fuck is coming to take his spot better be a fucking dog.
Oh, we already know who's coming. Really... We already know who's coming to take his spot. What are you talking about? Motherfucking Angelo Blackson, Angelo 85 Black. Games and 6 sacks coming to Soldier Field. Good shit, Ryan Pace, you son of a bitch.
Oh my God, bro. That's it, man.
I will say at least we got Eddie Goldman coming back, but still though, bro. Akeem Hicks, that's a hit. That's a big hit.
Part.
Thank you.
Yeah, if anything, like, bro, he's like captain material. I mean, even then, I seen him get it high heads sometimes, a few times, but that's what made him fun to watch, bro.
Exactly. That's what you want.
I want that fire from my big boy down there. And when he wasn't in the game for whatever reason, we were getting fucking gashed left and right by everyone and anyone, dude. Every game. If he wasn't on the field, we saw Josh Jacobs rip us apart. We saw, the Packers rip us apart. Multiple teams were just gashing through that defense. And if you're telling Akeem Hicks to go seek a trade, dude, I mean, he's literally the anchor of your defense. I don't give a fuck about Khalil Mack. I don't give a fuck about Eddie Jackson and Kyle Fuller, because without Akeem Hicks, you don't have anything. You're gonna get opened up from the. You're gonna get opened up from the inside. We've seen it happen before. And Akeem Hicks might be the guy that was the anchor for our defense. You know what I'm saying? And that's a big dude. You can't replicate a guy like that. I don't care who's coming over here. Unless it's fucking Aaron Donald, I don't want to hear about it. So, you know, Akeem Hicks is a different type of dude. We lose him, it's going to put more pressure on everyone else, bro. Especially, you know, everybody in that interior, like Roquan's, you know, Roquan and Khalil Mack, those guys are going to have to play a million times better without a guy like Akeem Hicks.
You seen that shit, man? Does Pace even look at the fucking stats? There's been a few games that I've seen some all-star running backs coming into town, or we're going to there to play them. We stopped Dalvin Cook from going fucking crazy. Motherfucker, what's his name from the fucking
Dalvin
Saints?
Cook came out and said he hated playing against Akeem Hicks.
Yep.
Then you want to sign a fucking Angelo Blackson? You son of a bitch. Well,
How do you think Dalvin Cook feels about that Blackson guy?
Shit, bro.
I'm gonna juke the fuck out.
He's not even gonna see him.
Bro, are the Bears how low are we right now, Dice? Like, seriously, bro. I feel like we're what the Cleveland Browns used to be. You know what I'm saying? You know how everybody used to make fun of the Cleveland Browns? I feel like we're almost there. Like, straight up. Am I tripping? Am I overreacting?
As far as how
just
people look
that,
at...
Just the way they're being managed.
You know what I'm saying? As far as people from the outside looking in,
yeah,
you don't really pay attention. You're not going to look at the Bears like that, because for some reason, we have this fucking aura over us that we're this fucking historic franchise and this, that, and the third, but we're still living in the fucking 80s, if you ask me. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that. We're Bears fans. We know how low we are right now, but I don't think everybody else knows it yet. And so this shit completely blows up, that's when everybody's gonna be like, oh, that's the laughing stock of the fucking league.
Oh man, I hope not, bro. I hope we don't turn into the Mud Dogs without Bobby Boucher. You know,
hey, we need to make something happen.
My boy Drill, always with the movie references.
We need to make something happen. Let's talk about, we're gonna close this out. Let's talk about this Russell Wilson trade though. because it a lot of things have been coming out, and it's pretty fucking interesting, man. And one of the things I want to ask you guys, do you guys feel like it's over? You know, the Bears initially, we offered 3 first-round picks, a 3rd-round pick, and 2 starters. From what I've been hearing, one of the starters were Kyle Fuller. He was one of them. So, it's not confirmed. That's a rumor. But still, 3 first-round picks, a 3rd-round pick. The Seahawks general manager, John Schneider, met with Ryan Pace in North Dakota while they were attending Trey Lance's pro day. I think that's big. I think it's big, the fact that the GM from Seattle was willing to have a face-to-face with Ryan Pace. That means to me that we're pretty fucking close, honestly. We were. Then rumors came out. Fucking Pistol Pete Carroll blocked the trade. I don't know if that's true or not. But the fact that the GM had a one-on-one, face-to-face with our GM, Ryan Pace, I think we're fucking close here. Would you guys say the trade is over? Do we have no chance? Or do you think there's some smoke here? Drill, what do you think?
Maybe it's not over, but with the signing of Andy Dalton, I'm trying to make sense of it all and what it is that we would actually do. And from what I've read with the stupid ass shit about the Bears talking about, he's our, you know, go ahead and be our starting QB and shit and everything else like that. Well, we couldn't even last season, we couldn't even find out who the fuck was going to start right before the first game came on. You know what I'm saying? So fucking, you know what I mean? Is it over? I mean, maybe not though, man. For right now, it's been on the rumor mill like a motherfucker. Like I said, it'd be nice to have it, but it looks like we're gonna have to give up a shit ton too in order to get that to work. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, hey, would you be comfortable trading all of that for Russ? You okay with that?
3 first-round picks and a 3rd-round pick and 2 starters.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I mean, and motherfucking, he's been in the league for a while, but I mean, you can't even compare motherfuckers to Tom Brady. But the only thing that I'm trying to say is that Tom Brady's still in the game winning Super Bowls at his age. So, you know, you can't really, you know, since somebody else did it, Russell Wilson, he's in pretty good shape for every fucking season. He goes out there, he gives it his all, and he's still got wheels. He's still got fucking legs to fucking still running, you know what I'm saying? But that'd be fucking awesome to have him. I mean, I guess shit, we could do that and build around him.
You're pulling the trigger.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Slow, steady squeeze. You're pulling that trigger, boy.
Yeah, I see. Clear front side tip.
Yes, sir. Sweetness, where you at with it?
I mean, I thought initially it was really a dead issue after it was declined. And it was said that, you know, it was reported that the Seahawks weren't going to trade him to the Bears and that, you know, it came out what we offered and whatnot. Now, do I think that it's over? You know what? Talking to you the last couple of days and all these ideas that you have, they make sense. They really do. The whole meeting between Schneider and Pace in North Dakota for Trey Lance's pro day, that's big.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna let you tell it because it's your opinion of what you think might happen, and it's a great way to think about it.
Yeah. So I have 2 different stances on this, bro.
One more thing.
Go ahead.
Before you go, I'd feel more comfortable giving up all this stuff for Deshaun Watson, and we talked about it, and we talked about why we
100%.
He's younger. He's just like Russ if you look at him. Mm-hmm. He's been doing this shit with nobody around him, playing at the MVP caliber for a long time with an injured-ass Will Fuller.
Horrible offensive line.
Brandon, the concussion cooks. Who else do we got? I don't even know. Kiki Cutie. I mean,
no running backs, really.
No running backs. No offensive line. a horrible offensive coach game plan, just horrible. Everything lined up against you, and you're performing at an MVP caliber, and you're and yeah, for every reason we just named, I would give up all these things for Deshaun Watson instead of Russell Wilson. But the McCaskies, I think Deshaun Watson is just a shade too dark.
Shit, man. I really hope not. If that's ever confirmed, I'm done with the Bears. I swear to God, I'm done with the Bears. If that is ever confirmed, I'm done with them. Until they fucking saw the team. But we're going to get to what you just said in a little bit. Look, this trade offer or whatever, it was leaked to the media. Who do you guys think leaked this shit and why? Was it Russell Wilson's camp? Was it the Bears and Ryan Pace to make it show, you know, seem to Chicago like, hey, we're trying here, we're making our effort? Or was it Seattle to try to like let other teams in the NFL know, like, hey, we're getting this crazy trade offer from Chicago. If you guys want Russ, this is the asking price. So if you had a guess, Drill, who do you think it was and why?
Our organization, Ryan Pace, I think he's been in the fucking in the bad taste of, in everybody's fucking mouth. So maybe he set this forward to motherfucking make it seem like, you know what I'm saying, like they are trying to make some moves and do some shit. But the thing is, we've been hearing rumors about all sorts of fucking quarterbacks coming to fucking Chicago right now. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it could be. I didn't think Russell Wilson was ever gonna leave Seattle. You know what I'm saying? Though, just that chemistry that he's got with Pete Carroll, Chris Carson, I hear is coming back over there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? We got Metcalf. They got fucking, you know, they got weapons over there. Seattle knows what they're doing, bro. You know what I mean? But that's not too far-fetched neither, just to see what the fuck, you know. Football's a business, bro, and at the NFL level, though. So, you know what I mean? Money's money. If you can get some crazy-ass shit for Russell Wilson, it's just like any of us motherfucking trying to make our blockbuster trades in our fantasy league, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is.
How you feeling, Brody?
To be honest, I don't think that Ryan Pace has the balls to want to leak anything. I think he's scared as shit, because if nothing's for sure that he's going to pull the trigger, that, you know, because if he's trying to do it, then that doesn't mean anything. If he doesn't do it, that's what we're going to hold him by. We're holding him to that bullshit ass, you know, his ways of managing are horrible. So that's where he's at with us. I think the fact that it was leaked, I think it was all just beat writers, bro. People seeing, you know, what's going on with Russell. Starting to, you know, leak information about him not being happy and Pete Carroll and him butting heads. And, you know, of course, that got out real quick. And, you know, who's going to go after Russ? The guys that always miss out on quarterbacks, you know, the Bears. Of course, you're going to go after him. And, you know, people saw, you know, Snyder and Pace at the North Dakota meet or the workout or whatever. So they're going to leak it, bro. And there's something there. That's why I don't think it's dead. There's something there that whole Snyder and Pace watching Trey Lance, it's for future reference, bro. It's for something might happen. We might need to trade up, like you mentioned, Brody. We might need to trade up and might have to hold on to Trey Lance as one of those centerpieces for the Russell Wilson trade. I don't think it's over.
I don't think it's over either. But My gut feeling, who leaked this trade to the media, I think it was Seattle, bro. I think it was Seattle. They're trying to, like, drive up the price. Chicago's got the best offer right now. But they're trying to see if somebody else is desperate. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to see if somebody else can offer even more, like Miami. You know, if they could offer Tua and 3 first-round picks plus whatever else. You know what? What was it? A 3rd round pick and 2 starters? Why not? You pull that trigger if you're Seattle. That's the biggest difference. We don't have that quarterback to send in a trade. So we're going into this last topic, which is what will happen with this. Will we trade for Russell Wilson? And if it happens, how are we going to do it? And if not, what are the Bears going to do? So, look, from what I've been hearing and what I think is, don't be surprised with the number 20 pick that we have. Do not be surprised if the Bears make that selection, but it's really for Seattle. After we make that selection, we trade three future first-round picks plus that third-round pick and these two starters. Do not be surprised if that happens and Andy Dalton is traded as well. We already paid $7 million of his salary. So Seattle will only have to pay for three. Another theory that I have, they were both, you know, Seattle and the Bears checking out Trey Lance's pro day in North Dakota. If the Bears trade up, Seattle was probably like, hey, we need a quarterback back, a young prospect. If the Bears trade up, they're like, hey, you guys got to trade up. Get us this motherfucker Trey Lance, and we're going to talk again. If the Bears trade up to that number 10 spot with Dallas and they get Trey Lance, watch Trey Lance and Andy Dalton get traded to Seattle with three first-round, future first-round picks, and Russell Wilson come to Chicago. If something's going to go down, it's going to happen on draft day. That's what I think.
I'm with you. I'm with you. You honestly made me a believer. I don't think that we're going to have to trade them three future first-round picks if we draft Trey Lance for him. It might just be two. Because we're getting you Trey Lance.
Right. And we would give up some assets to move up in that first round. So you're right. So that would change the trade a bit.
But if we do trade up and we do draft Trey Lance, we're going to get Russell Wilson.
Hold on. Would you want to keep Trey Lance? Or would you want to still trade for Russ?
That's a crazy scenario.
What would you want to do?
It's crazy because a lot of people say, you know, there's not enough video on Trey Lance, especially with the pandemic year and all that shit. And they
Be a negative or a positive.
It can happen. It's a roll of the dice, bro. And Ryan Pace rolling the dice. I'm not too comfortable with him at all. We don't, you know, at least like we said, Russ, he's a proven quarterback. He's a Super Bowl winning quarterback. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have to guess when it comes to talent, because we hate when he takes chances on quarterbacks. He sucks. But like I said, it's going to be really interesting, because the Bears might pull a fast one. They might trade up for Lance and have this whole plan with Seattle. And at the end of the day, be like, well, you know what? We're just going to keep the kid because we really like what we saw at his pro day. You know what I'm saying? It could be one of those situations. But
it could also be a situation where, like, yeah, we told Andy Dalton you're going to be the starter, but you know what? Sorry, man. We're getting Russ. I could see Ryan Pace doing that too.
Yeah.
Drill, what do you think, man?
I'm in agreement with y'all, but that would be pretty fucking ruthless. Yeah, you have a starting job. Yeah, we're getting ready.
Hey, but
their
job, his job is on the line.
Yeah, the same thing happened to Mike Glennon. Y'all remember Mike Glennon? He was promised a starting a spot, and then the Bears go and draft
Money Mitch,
and then all of a sudden,
Ryan
he's the guy.
Pace is the type of motherfucker that will not tell his head coach who he's going to draft in the first round. I'm talking about John Fox. John Fox wanted Deshaun Watson.
Mm.
Ryan Pace didn't tell him who he was going to draft until he drafted and traded up for Mitch.
Oh.
That's the general manager we're dealing with here. He's ruthless.
In the worst way.
Yeah, because man, it sucks. And then to hear about it, like I hearing about all these rumors and shit, it gets everybody all hyped and everything. And then when it doesn't fucking go your way, like you didn't get Deshaun Watson from the beginning, And you know, now you're talking about trying to pick up fucking Russell Wilson and fucking, you know what I mean? And it, like you said, I agree with you, Sweetness, with that shit, bro, too. If we're going to go that hard, why not go for – why didn't we go for Deshaun Watson that hard? Like
– This is the thing, just, too.
I feel like he's not going as crazy for Deshaun Watson because he knows he fucked up. Could you imagine? But check this out, though. You traded up in that draft and you gave up, I don't even know how many picks. You gave up at least two to trade up one spot to draft Mitch. All right? Could you imagine whatever trade package, let's say three first-round picks and a third-round pick for Watson when you could have had him this whole time? I don't think Ryan Pace wants to hear that. I don't think Ryan Pace, his ego, that squinty-eyed fuck, Ryan Pace, that son of a bitch. I can't even talk right because he's, you know what I'm saying? I can't stand that motherfucker,
He's infiltrating your train of thought.
He really is, bro.
It's like that gif I sent you with him peeking through the door.
I feel like he's peeking through my garage right now. Like, hey, please take it easy on me, man. I fucked up, man. I know I fucked up, but take it, bro. You signed Eddie Dalton after we heard rumors we were about to get Russ. You got to go all in on Watson. Come on, man.
I can see with the whole ego thing, and Jesus Christ, it makes sense now. It sucks to hear it, but if he's the guy that we think he is, then he's not going to trade for Watson.
Look, him and Nagy are both in the same when it comes to their egos. We saw Matt Nagy not change his offense till what? Till you got Bill Lazor, DeFilippo up in here and tell him, hey, it's not going to work. You got to change it up. And even then, that was hard for him.
Even the press conferences we watched week after week after week, He was never able to realize what they were doing wrong. Everything was always like, well, we did this right. We got to work on this a little bit. No, bro, nothing looked good. We averaged 18, 19 points a game. What do you mean we just had to clean this up a little bit? I don't understand it. I kind of see what you're talking about as far as the egos go. Because like I said, we did a Bears Brews in the show. A Bears Brews and a Bro show almost every week after the games. And every week, it was the same kind of press conference. Whether we won or lost, it was an ugly win or a horrible loss. And they were all the same kind of – the way they defended themselves. It was horrible. Matt Nagy could never admit that he was wrong, and that sucks.
I think at this point, if you guys had to predict – a record for this upcoming year, where would it be, Drew? I mean, honestly, where would it be?
I can't see that. We got new faces on the D. Not only that, actually playing as players, we got a new defensive coordinator too. You know what I'm saying? So I just don't know how it's gonna look. But if I had to do it, I think we get more wins than losses. I wouldn't say 50-50. So, I mean, where did we go this year? Where did we go this year before the playoffs? First fucking game.
Were we 9-7? We're playing 17 games this year, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I
would say 9-8. We'll be like 9-8, maybe.
You think we make the playoffs? Playoffs.
You said 9-8.
8-8 or 8-9 or 9-8 is gonna be like that.
I would lean towards 8-9. I mean, honestly,
the thing is, we're taking such a big hit on defense, bro. But we gotta see what happens with the draft. But as it stands right now, I think like 9-8.
I could see us easily getting swept by the Vikings and the Packers. Easily,
NFC North is gonna be another bit.
Let's say Akeem Hicks goes, then of course we're gonna get we're going to lose more games than we're going to win if we lose Akeem Hicks. And that's real easy to say. And it's fucked up that I could say that one player makes that much difference and we're still thinking about telling him that he can go seek a trade. And I'm telling you right now, he's the reason why we win some games. Simple as that, bro. And Dalvin Cook is going to be smiling his ass off when Akeem Hicks gets traded.
Yeah, man, Detroit and revamping over there. They talking a lot of shit.
They're ready.
They're ready. Hopefully it ain't like their Browns first year. We're going to come out there. There was so much hype about that shit.
Yeah, what buddy say? He's like, if they knock us down, we're going to get back up and tear the kneecaps off.
What do you say the second? He's like, if they knock us down again, then we're going to bite their ankles or some shit like that. Is that what he said?
Hey, man, you guys got
watching too many Little Giants movies and shit.
You guys got anything for the people out there? You guys got anything before we close this out?
Oh, shit, man. Life happens out here, folks. Sorry that we couldn't get our content out there fucking a little quicker, you know what I'm saying? But bear with us, man. We'll be coming with you. No, you know, pun intended.
Yeah, we're ready, man. I know, you know, the content has been a little lighter, but we're going to start bringing some more shit. To be honest with you, we got the draft coming at the end of next month. So, you know, we got a dynasty thing going on over here. It's going to go crazy. And for everyone else in dynasty or even redraft, you know, we're going to pinpoint some guys for sure. We're going to be drafting them. So, you know, we're going to give you out a whole scoop. That's something to look forward to in the near future, very near future. So, you know, stay in tune, man. Bears, Brews, and the Bros, baby.
Yeah, we're going to talk dynasty talk, I think, next up. We're going to talk about the impact with the free agency and shit like that. Winners and losers, you know, buy low, sell high type of shit. So we're going to get into that real quick. And that's pretty much it, man. So we appreciate the shit out of you guys. For Sweetness, for Drill, this is your boy Smoking Jay. We'll catch you guys in the next one. Bears, Brews, and their Bros, baby. Bear the fuck down. Let's go. Yeah.